This is On Target Dance Party Radio with your host, Maude Marty. You are listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves that Count. An hour of Northern Soul, Rare Groove, and Forgotten Gems. From the 50s through the 60s to the early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM with the occasional LP-only track. And now your host, Maude Marty.
Welcome back, everybody, to the best musical experience available out there on the airwaves. You just heard Doing the Mule. That's Billy Bland on the Old Town label. This show's going to have a few dances that have something to do with the equestrian world, but we're also going to tackle tigers and wasps and pussycats. Oh, my. This hour is brought to you by our good friends at Old Gold Vintage Vinyl, located at 187 Osborne Street in Winnipeg. They have a huge selection of LPs and 45s, and a lot of hard-to-find records you won't believe. They put a new selection out every week, from soul and funk to jazz, rock, and new wave, and so much more. Not in Winnipeg? Not a problem. Go to VintageVinyl204 on Instagram, and if you see something you like, they'll ship it to you.
Together, you can do them any kind of well that we're gonna do the funky walk, y'all. We're gonna do something that everybody can do. We're gonna hook it. We're gonna hook it to the mule, baby. Check out my drummers right here. Hey! Pretty baby, tell me what you're gonna do.
And the Jacksonians. Hook It to the Mule from 1968. The Mule being the dance that was referred to in the first song by Billy Bland, and then hooking something funky to that mule, and the song before it, Hitch It to the Horse, referring to the dance The Horse, made popular by Cliff Nobles on the Filet of Soul label. This is the fantastic Johnny C, also on the Filet of Soul label, taking his label mate's track and hooking the funky walk to it. If you're looking for fun with dances, fun with words, and fun with music, you've come to the right place.
Gift. I work for my money up on an 8 Central number 309. Well, hello, operator, give me Central number 309. I gotta talk to my baby, the one that I love so fine. Well, hello, baby, do you remember me? Though we're miles apart, I got a broken heart, but a real good memory. I didn't get no letter, so I thought you'd better get in touch with me. Long time, no love, I didn't get a pretty postcard. A long time, no love, but baby, don't be so hard.
So hard
on me.
That's right. Boom, 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 boom.
Well, I have just how much was it called? My baby hung up and I hardly got to talk it all. 3 minutes over the time, and me without another dime. Oh, Beretta, gonna hang up on me too. So how much was it called? My baby's hung up and I hardly got to talk at all. 3 minutes over time, and me without another dime. Oh, Beretta, gonna hang up on me too. Oh, Beretta, gonna hang up on me too.
Capping off a bit of a spotlight I've been doing on the Exciters over the last few weeks, that was If Love Came Your Way on the United Artists label. That's the last of the three 45s that I've picked up recently from them, but you never know what I'll come across in the future. Before that, Ronnie Smith, Long Time No Love, right on that edge of rock and roll and R&B from 1960 on the Imperial label. At the top of all of that was a track called Messin' With The Kid. It's a track written by Junior Wells and made popular by Buddy Guy, who recorded it several times with several different people singing the vocals, the most recent being Kid Rock in 2013. The track's been covered many times. I played a version by Baby Huey and the Babysitters in February. And in 1961, Muddy Waters covered the track. The version that I played was by Mojo Buford, who happened to be Muddy Waters' harmonica player. So he played on that take that Muddy Waters had done in 1960, and then released his own version on the Bangar label.
Bye.
From France, the French version of Sha-la-la-la-li by the Small Faces, with, of course, the words changed. Ce n'est pas une vie, which basically means this is no kind of life. I have that on the RCA Victor label. Before that, the Rolling Stones doing Chuck Berry's Bye Bye Johnny on the London label, and started that set off with a pretty obscure Who track called The Wasp on the Tower label. That track and its flip side, The Relay, were not released on any LPs. It was recorded in 1972, just around the time that Glyn Johns started to do the producing for The Who. And it's rumored that that track was born from the band jamming My Generation live on stage. It's definitely got that maximum R&B flavor to it, everything that we love about The Who.
I'm gonna keep time, baby. You should know one monkey don't stop no show. One monkey don't stop no show. If you want more, I'll go ahead. And I mean everything I said. Now, my baby thought I was jiving, and he walked on out the door. He left about 3 a.m, honey, but I found me a man about 4. Now, some women cry when their man leaves a soul, but then something I found out a long time ago. One monkey don't stop no show. One monkey don't stop no show. If you want to know, I'll go ahead. And I mean everything I said. Now, I used to be chicken-hearted, and I would cry when he walked out the door. Oh, but I was young and simple then, because it ain't like that no more. Had a hard time, for I learned to score. Now, tell him, go on, daddy, go on out that door. One monkey don't stop no show. One monkey don't stop no show. If you want to know, I'll go ahead.
From the heart of Canada, you are listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maude Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/OnTargetPodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maude Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com. Follow us on Instagram at Maude Marty or on Twitter at Maude Marty. Find us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. And now you can pick us up on Mod Radio UK. That's modradiouk.net.
Jerry Granger, Showstopper on the Double L label. Before that, The Mighty Lovers, Ain't Gonna Run No More, released on the Soul Hawk label. And started that set off with The Vibrations, a white hot version of Gonna Get Along Without You Now on the OK label. Now, when I discovered the Lee Andrews and the Hearts version, I thought, this is it. This is the ultimate version. But now it's a real toss-up between these two. The crazy thing about this track is that it was first recorded in 1951, and it was a country western track. It's been covered more than 40 times, and all throughout the 50s, it was covered as a country song. And then somewhere in the early 60s, Bob Crew got his hands on it, and Tracy Day released it as a sort of soulful pop song. And then Lee Andrews and the Hearts covered it, and the Vibrations covered it, both versions very popular on the Northern Soul scene. But after that, it was covered by everybody from Trini Lopez to the Lemonheads, and even Zooey Deschanel's She and Him in 2010.
We don't.
I wanna know one thing. Listen. Who's the chick for walking this way? Ha! She's a stone fox, y'all. I'ma say, listen. She's got a wig at home, show up, and that short tight dress gone on. Man, oh man, I can't stand this mess. About that time a friend of mine came up to me and said, every day she passes this way, but man, this chick won't even give you the time of day. So we call her Miss Shade of Plenty. Won't go and don't mind for many, because Miss Shade of Plenty. Look at you, don't mind for many. Ooh, so fine, so fine, girl. You're out of song. And all the cats on the block are talking about this shit, man. This is what they say. Listen. Every time I dance, can't miss, no, no, doing that African twist, pow, and she's so clean, doing the scenery, but dig this, y'all, check it, when she does the camel walk, she's so bad, she make a hound dog talk.
Perfect.
George Joseph Lester and Willie Chambers, better known as the Chambers Brothers. The flip side of their popular version of I Can't Turn You Loose. Track's called Do Your Thing, as announced at the top. It's on the Columbia label. Before that, Clifford Curry on the Elf label. Miss Shakeaplenty in a Micro Mini. And started that set off with The Olympics, one of the alternate flip sides to Secret Agent on the Merwood label. This one's We Go Together, Pretty Baby.
Shoes today down there in Tiger Bay. Tuck, 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 Tiger Bay. Tuck, 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 Tiger Bay.
The Equals from 1975. I'd actually thought that they broke up before that, but this is Eddie Grant's band, The Equals, who of course were a very mod band in the 1960s in England. And Eddie Grant went on to have a successful solo career. This track is called Georgetown Girl. It's got to be referring to Georgetown in the Bahamas because it mentions the Caribbean there. I've got it on a Barbados released label called Ice. And before that, played a track called Tiger Bay, which refers to Tiger Bay in Cardiff, Wales, which was a main immigration port in the UK. And by the 1960s was incredibly impoverished, but one of the most multicultural places in the UK. This track's by Gene Ladder, who I'm not familiar with, but it's a really interesting track about a place that is really important to the influx of people from all over the world coming into the UK to try and start a new life. That's on the Parlophone label.
Fellow rude boys, stand fast and let us unite and deal with 100 or 1,000 years. This meeting is now called to order. Rude boy Rocketeer?
Yes, sir.
Rude boy Joshua?
Seen.
Rude boy Hit and Run?
Yes, sir.
I introduce myself as the rudest of all rude boys. Some people call me Dreader than Dread. And if anyone try to stop rude boys, they will get sick in their head and will end up in the cemetery, cause you'll be dead.
Ah,
100 or 1,000 years. No clean face man can be judged dread. And when we win this appeal, you'll pay for every man's head. So don't be a fool, just play cool. Because this is Rude Boy, Dreader than Dread. Meet my journey.
Jamaica, Carlton Moore on the Tobin label. Before that, Honey Boy Martin with Tommy McCook and the Supersonics, Dreader Than Dread. That's on the Caltone label. And started that set off with the Ethiopians, Train to Skaville on the Rio label. Gonna leave you off now with a very funky track by L.A. Jones called Moving on the Cyclone label.
This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count. With yours truly, Maude Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith. ¶¶